V'alkein zocho Aaron al yidei zeh lekuhuna, and this is why through this act, Aaron HaKohen was zocho to the kuhuna, shezocho shetihye avoidosoi tomid, meaning he was given this job, he was given a permanent job, leshaber ulevatel miYisrael bechinas hechtem besorei, to destroy this gaiva, these bali gaiva, these false leaders, this hechtem besorei, bechinas taivas niyuf, all in one category, all in the same category, to destroy all of that, ulehalois lebechinas pituche choisim koydem kodesh lashem, and to elevate the fallen emuno or anything that's fallen into the tuma, to get it out of the tuma and elevate it and bring it into the kedusha. Sheze nemar al hatzitz. This pasuk pituche choisim kodesh lashem is talking about the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wore. Shehoya b'meitzach Aaron, which was on the forehead of Aaron HaKohen, ki Aaron zochol zeh al yedei sheshiberes hagayva. Aaron HaKohen was zochol to this position, to this privilege, because he destroyed the gaiva completely. Shayde zeh bitel b'chinas hechtem b'soroi, which means he succeeded in overcoming completely the hechtem b'soroi shenimshach mi gaiva kanal, which comes from gaiva. And Aaron HaKohen elevated everything to the category of choisim of kedusha, bechinas pituche choisim. Ki Aharon hoyo megayer geirim. Now Rav Nosson Zal gets more specific. We know the Torah tells us that Aaron HaKohen was in the business. Aaron HaKohen made converts. Kamei shekosuv, as the pasuk says about him, verabim heishiv me'ovain, that he was zeichet to bring many, many people back from sin, to take many people out of the category of sin. Ukemayisham Rabbi Seinuzal, and as the Gemara says in Pirkei Avos, hevi mi talmidov shel Aaron, you should be from the students of Aaron HaKohen. What do you mean students of Aaron HaKohen? Moshe Rabbeinu was the Rebbe, wasn't he? No, the Mishnah doesn't say it. It says it be from the students of Aaron HaKohen. Oyeves habriyos, who is Aaron HaKohen? He loved everybody, umekarvon la Torah, and he brought them close to the Torah. How did he bring them close to the Torah? A person who saw Moshe Rabbeinu giving a shir, and who's sitting right next to him? Aaron HaKohen. And Aaron HaKohen is listening to every word as if it was his father or his grandfather or Hashem himself speaking. Which person could say, I ain't going to sit down, I don't need to hear this shir, I'm not coming to Moshe Rabbeinu's shir, I'll learn at home, I'll learn by myself. They saw the bitul of Aaron HaKohen, the older brother, the leader, sitting by Moshe Rabbeinu's feet, sitting and anybody who had any degree of brains or normalcy or honesty, that was it. That was it. That made them a student of Moshe Rabbeinu. That made them come. Aval hagerim shemekarvon. So Aaron HaKohen brought in all kinds of people, right? He brought in all of these gerim. But Rabbeinu Zal told us that the gerim that you bring close, yecholim lahazik, they can chas v'shalom do damage. Ki he machnisim gaiva, they introduce gaiva, because they are, what are gerim? Gerim are kovoid. There's a pasuk, hovu l'Hashem mishpuchay samim, hovu l'Hashem kovoid voiz. Come to Hashem, bring to Hashem the nations, the families of the nations of the world. Bring honor to Hashem, bring respect to Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal says this many, we had this many times, that the highest respect for Hashem is when the people who are furthest away come close. Who are the furthest away? The Geirim. So, and what do they bring? They bring kovoid. They bring gallons and gallons, tons of kovoid. This kovoid, if it goes one iota sour, becomes gaiva. Becomes gaiva. If it falls into the wrong hands, it's gaiva. It's the worst. Shaydeze nimshach taivas niyuf chas v'shalom. And that causes, that introduces taivas niyuf into the Jewish people chas v'shalom. Illicit relationships with women. Aval Aaron shiber es hagaiva kanal. But we saw before Aaron HaKohen destroyed gaiva totally. V'loy hizgoe keneged hatzadik u'emes. He did not have any gaiva at all towards the true tzaddik. Keneged ochiv Moshe, towards his brother Moshe Rabbeinu. V'oz mosar kol hagerim v'albali. Tshuva shaloi kulam misorem le'Moshe. What did Aharon HaKohen do with all of his students, all of his Geirim, and all of his Balei Tshuva? He turned them over to Moshe Rabbeinu. He brought them to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Aharon HaYo'oz Manhig Yisrael. Aharon HaKohen at that time was the leader of Klal Yisrael. Uncontested, unchallenged. Ubitel atzma, he nullified himself. Umosar kol hagedul alochiv, he gave over all the leadership, all the greatness to Moshe Rabbeinu. Nimtza, so we see from this, shehelo es hagerim v'abali tshuva shaloi l'Moshe. He brought all of his students to Moshe Rabbeinu. We have examples of this a little bit. During the time of Rabbeinu Zal, there was one of the leading tzaddikim at the time who was from the students of the Mezritcha Magid. He was called the Trovetza Magid. This was a rabbi over 80. He had Magidus in 83 cities. He would travel throughout the year in 83 different cities. He was a, you know, special lecturer. What do they call it? The rabbi in, you know, there's a word for it that they use. Residence, something. They have these modern terms that they have for it. I forgot what it's called. You know, where they invite a very important speaker to come, you know, and speak to. He was that in 83 cities, the Trovetza Magid. And he was much older than Rabbeinu Zal. And when he met Rabbeinu Zal and he saw who this was, he said, "That's it, I just retired. Whoever wants," and all of his students, he said to them, "If you want, come with me. You can come with, you don't want, it's your decision. But I found the rabbi, this is my rabbi." And he stayed super loyal and close to Rabbeinu Zal for the rest of his life. He was one of the outstanding Talmidim, the Trovetza Magid Zal, he was called. There was another very, very great tzaddik who was world-renowned at that time and world-renowned even today, Reb Lev Yitzchak Berditchev Zal, who said, "I know that if I tell my guys, Rabbi Nachman, they ain't going to listen. And I'm gonna lose them totally. Therefore, I can't do that. But I have tremendous respect for him, and he stood by him when there was the machlokes against him, etc., etc. And he was the one who volunteered. The whole an incredible story, not for now, obviously, where Rabbeinu Zal says that every year in heaven, just like Yom Kippur down here on earth, there's a Soer Lashem. There's a special sacrifice that's offered in the Holy of Holies. Upstairs also, they need a special sacrifice every year to atone for the Jewish people. And every year, a tzaddik has to take that position. And Rabbeinu Zal volunteered once for that position, and then he changed his mind. Rabbeinu Zal decided that he still has to stay down. He has stuff to do. And if you volunteer and you don't have a replacement, you got a problem. And Reb Lev Yitzchak Berditchev Zal was the one who stepped in, who passed away a year before Rabbeinu Zal, around the same time Sukkos. This is one of the special, special stories in Breslov that's written in the Yemei HaTlois. It's not written in the standard Sforim about why Rabbeinu Zal was so, so upset when Reb Lev Yitzchak Berditchev passed away and how he knew about it before they told him, before he was told anything about it. It was based on this activity in heaven that went on regarding these, so that's how close he was. But we see different people responding differently. There were some rare tzaddikim who was zeche. There were certain tzaddikim. There are stories in Likutei Moran, in the stories behind the Torahs, it mentions two tzaddikim who came to Rabbeinu Zal after they passed away and begged Rabbeinu Zal, "Please take my children under your wing. Please be," and Rabbeinu Zal did. So you have all these different responses to this situation where you have somebody who's older and bigger, and it's an incredible test. What do you mean? I'm older and I have what? I should say that I have a rabbi, and the rabbi's he's a kid, he's a 20-year-old kid, you know. Not everybody could do that. Here the Rav Nosson Zal is showing us who Aharon HaKohen was, and that's why he is Aharon HaKohen. That's why he's on this level. So he brought them all to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shehu Hadas HaKodesh. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Das of Kedusha. Bechinas Tfilin, Bechinas Choysem Nikdusha. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Moshe Hoya Roye. Moshe Rabbeinu was the shepherd. Kimavur B'mayim Ranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in the Kutim Ran, showing that Moshe Rabbeinu is Das, Tfilin, Choysem of Kedusha. Nimtza. We see therefore Shebozeh Biatzmoy Sheyotza Aaron Likrois Moshe, by Aaron HaKohen going out to greet Moshe Rabbeinu with this joy and happiness. Ubitel Hagaiva, he totally nullified any aspect of Gaiva. V'somach Baliboy, he was happy deep inside. Umosar Kol Hagedula Lochiv, and he gave over all the leadership to his brother, to his baby brother, his younger brother Moshe Rabbeinu. Bitel Bechinas Hechtim Besoroi. Through that, he nullified, he wiped out completely this Hechtim Besoroi, Shubechinas Gaiva, which is another word for Gaiva. Vehela Hakoyle Bechinas Moshe. And he elevated everything to Moshe. What is Moshe? Bechinas Tfilin, Chosam of Kedusha. Kimosar Kol Hagedula Vahahisnasus. He gave over all of his greatness, all of his authority, all of his leadership, all of his respect, all of his people that he had brought back to Kedusha, all of Aaron HaKohen's customers, he gave them all, Vahoya Manik Sholehem, and Aaron HaKohen was their uncontested leader, Mosar HaKohen LeMoshe, he gave it all over to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ki Oz Nase Moshe Iker HaManik, because that's when Moshe Rabbeinu really took over the mantle of leadership of Klal Yisrael. Because the one person who could have challenged him was Aaron HaKohen, his older brother, seniority, 40 years, you know, or everything. Nimtza, Shaydezeh, Hoyomale, Mebchinas Hechtem Besoroi, Mebchinas Chosim Nekdusha. So Aaron HaKohen, in doing this, elevated, he went out of Gaiva, Hechtem Besoroi, to the Chosim of Kedusha, which is Tfilin, which is Das. Alkein Bescharzeh, Zocho LeKehuna. Therefore, he was given the job of Kohen, She'avoidosei Tomid B'Korbonois. He's involved with the Korbonois, She'mekachim LaShem, which are sanctified for Hashem. She'zehu Gamkein B'chinas Biro Hanal. That's the same thing. That's also the Biro going from Hechtem Besoroi, Lebechinas Choysam of Kedusha, Sheze Iker Habiro Shel Kol HaKorbanos Now. That's the real job that's taking place. That's really what's taking place in all the sacrifices that are being brought to the Beis Hamikdash. It's taking something from Hechtem Besoroi to Choysam of Kedusha. V'alkein Noisnin HaBechor LaKohen. This is why we give the Bechor to the Kohen. Ki Kedushas HaBechor Shehu Hoylod HaRishayna. Because the holiness of the Bechor, which is that first birth, Hu Bebechinas Zu. This is what it's all about. Shemalim Bebechinas Hechtem Besoroi. We're taking the birth out of the category of Hechtem Besoroi, out of the impurity that came from the Eitz Hadas, Lebechinas Kodesh, and bringing it into the category of holy. Bechinas Kadesh Li Kol Bechor. The Bechor is Kodesh. Ki Oile El HaKedusha. It enters into the Kedusha. Lebechinas Pituchei Choysam. Choysam Kodesh Lashem, the Choysam of Kedusha. V'alkein Zocho Aaron L'Kedushas Habris B'Yoysam Mikol Yisrael. And this is why Aaron HaKohen was Zocho to a higher level of Tikkun Habris than the rest of Klal Yisrael. Ki HaKohanim Nitzdavu Mitzvahs B'Kedushas Habris Yoysam Yisrael. Because the Kohanim have requirements of Tikkun Habris that all other Jews don't have. Kamei Shekosev, as the Pasuk says, Isha Zoina Ugrusha Vachalola Loyikochu. A Kohen is not allowed to marry a woman who is divorced, a woman who was married before, who's not a psula. Why? Ki Kodoy Shule Loikov, because he is holy. Ki hu bitul taivas niyuf, because the Kohen represents the elimination of taivas niyuf. Ayidei Sheshiber Hagaiva, because Aaron HaKohen showed himself worthy of this. Because he was the essence of perfection in humility and in eliminating the gaiva, shehu bechinas hechtem besoroi, which is this category of hechtem besoroi.